The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Okay. I'm unwrapping gifts here. Thank you so much. Ghirardelli Peppermint Bark Collection. I like doing the radio show close to Christmas. All of you bring gifts. Derek brought me an envelope. I don't know what's in it. I'm very excited. Anyway, I'm John Potter, live and local. This is Patty Wood, American Pacific Mortgage. Yes, we have great news about reverse mortgages. First off, you're just busting this morning talking about your perfect, nothing went wrong trip to Hawaii.
Of course, it was fabulous.
What do you recommend for, I've never been there myself, but what did you do? This is a
semi-annual trip that we've been doing for many years. Uh-huh. And that is my family and my extended family and my children and my grandchildren. And we go to the Big Island and rent some houses and just have a blast on the beach.
What do you do there?
It's wonderful. Well, we hang out on the beach and we dig in the sand and swim in the water. And then we watch the sunset every night. And
is there like food and drink service at the beach and all that? I mean,
yes. Yes, there is. There is.
Did you have a coconut?
I did not have a coconut. I've been there for many years. And I had a few pina coladas. And so did the children. We get them virgin ones. And it just, you know, it's just a really good time of everybody's relaxed.
The beach, a little paper umbrella in the drink.
Oh, yeah. It's just wonderful.
Never been there, so I'm asking the dumb questions about it. But
no. And this time of year, that was the wonderful thing. It was in the, you know, high 70s, low 80s. And then I got home last Monday.
What'd you come home for?
And really. But when I did come home, it was like 34 degrees that morning. And oh, my goodness, it was such a shock to my system.
Is the plane flying from Hawaii full of grouchy people with glum?
You mean coming home?
Yeah, I lived in Vegas for 10 years, and I'll never forget going in the morning to to the Tropicana on a Sunday night or a Monday morning. You'd see all these people outside with their luggage, and they're all super depressed.
No,
they're leaving.
You know, I think that most of us look more relaxed.
Oh, I see.
I think that that's it. I think, you know, you're so relaxed. The soothing noise of the ocean is fabulous.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah. Well, speaking of relaxing, you know what's relaxing is having a big bundle of cash in your pocket. And of course, now Patty is our reverse mortgage expert. She updates us on the changes in reverse mortgages. There is a change to talk about. It's a good one, by the way. She's honest and upfront, and she says reverse mortgages are not for everybody. And for those who are right for them, it's quite a lot of money that you may be passing up that you'll never get to use before you go through the heavenly gates. So we're honored to once again have the foremost reverse mortgage expert in our state. Proud to have Patricia Wood back from American Pacific Mortgage. Let's start with the good news. This could be good news. The interest rate dropped.
Yes, the interest rate, it has dropped. It hasn't really truly affected us yet in the reverse world, but we expect to see, you know, some good changes by January. That's when it'll come into effect. In January also, because FHA has increased their lending limit. So when they increase the lending limit, and of course that means if your house is, you know, up over $1 million, the lending limit is at 1.709850 right now, and it's going to be at 1.240, something like that. But I'll know for sure, you know, in the coming months. And it's just nice when the interest rates go down, the principal limit goes up. So the principal limit is the amount that the lender lends to the person. And again, it's based on your age, interest rate, and the appraised value of the home. So if it didn't work for you this year, you know, I've had so many calls, and there's some people it hasn't worked for, but I keep them on my back burner. And so every month I review for those people that were really, really close. And then I, you know, rerun the numbers and make sure if they're going to work this time, let's make it work.
Well, the lending limit is raised. That's more money, right?
Yes.
It's like, you know what? My credit card company just raised my monthly limit from, let me think, it was $7,800 to $11,800. That's right. More money, Patty.
It is more money. However, John,
else, it's different.
What's the interest rate that you're paying? Because that is the beauty of reverse mortgage. Yes, we get excited when interest rates go down, but you have to remember, interest rates really don't matter in the reverse world as far as, I mean, it does matter what you're going to get, but you're not making a monthly mortgage payment. So when interest rates go down, that's less equity that's taken out of your home. When interest rates are higher, that's more equity. But at the end of your day, you can't take your home with you. And so what does it really matter if you're able to get money out today that can help you today, do whatever you want with your funds? Mm-hmm. Doesn't that sound like something that you've planned for? In your earlier days, it's like, let's buy a house, and so that we'll, you know, make payments, get it paid off, and then someday we'll have that nest egg that maybe we can pull cash from and never have to worry about it for the rest of our lives.
You're relating big time right now because the holiday season, people are maxed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it's just, keep this in mind for, like, by the time you get your reverse mortgage done by Patty, you'll be all set for the next holiday season for sure. When you need the cash for everyday bills and expenses, but also for Christmas and for the holidays and for trips, like an amazing trip to Hawaii.
Right.
That, Patty.
Well, and unless the credit card is offering, you know, sometimes they say 0% for the first 6 months or whatever. Mm. Well, then what's it jump to? Because I think the lowest I've ever seen on an interest on a credit card is 11%. And the highest I've seen is like 30%. So when you're making a payment and you're only paying the minimum amount, you're going to notice your loan balance is not going down. So why would it not make sense to do a reverse mortgage, pull some of that equity out if it's at 6 or 6.5%, and you pay off that $10,000 credit card, and then you don't have to make any more payments? So that's money in your pocket every month instead of maxing out your expenditures.
So if you need cash, stop taking out those high interest loans. Your home equity is a gold mine. You know, so many people take these high interest loans, payday loans, and you can instead get a low interest HELOC, which is a home equity line of credit, where you're borrowing against the equity that you built up in your house and use it for whatever you need.
It's not a HELOC, babe.
It's not?
The HELOC, home equity line of credit, is you're going to be making payments on. What you want is a HECM, a home equity conversion mortgage.
Sorry,
that's what the reverse mortgage is. Now, we've spoken before the difference between a HELOC and a HECM. And you just got a little confused this morning, John. It's okay.
I'm all excited. I didn't study.
But I just want to remind you that you do not have a mortgage payment on a reverse mortgage ever.
I know.
You just have to pay your property taxes and insurance. The HELOC, which is the home equity line of credit,
right,
is making payments.
Very cool. I think, you know, it's a good idea to talk about setting this up in advance. Set up your reverse mortgage in advance, either, you know, the monthly payments you get or the bulk payoff in advance of the big, huge, expensive medical bills that come your way when you're a senior citizen.
Right.
You got to save up or have a lot of money on hand to deal with the future.
Well, and you know, John, that's another thing I want to mention. Even if you're thinking about it now, if you're only in your, you know, you have to be 62 or older, but let's say you're 70.
And you qualify.
Yes. And let's say you're 70 years old and, you know, you might live to be 90 or 95. And right now you're at 70, you're feeling great, everything's good. But if you take out a HECM, the home equity conversion mortgage, if you take out a reverse mortgage and you start that line of credit now, if you don't touch that line of credit, your interest is only compounding on the amount that you take out. So if you don't need it, if you want to just prepare for your future, set up that line of credit so you have that easy access, you know, money that you have access to right away, and you let it sit in there, it's going to grow over time. Just like you just said, you're one of your credit cards, they offered you more money. Well, that's what this is. Now, we cannot call it interest, because if you were making interest, of course, the IRS would want some of that, right? But no, that's the good thing, the beauty of this line of credit, it's going to grow. Any money that you take out of your home is not taxable income at all. You've already paid taxes on it. So your line of credit will grow over time. So maybe you don't need it for 5 years and you start out with a $50,000 line of credit. Mm-hmm. And in 5 years from now, you might have $80,000 in your line of credit. So that is a good, it's a good financial, a lot of, I work with financial planners a lot. And that's one of their strategies is, you know, let's talk about the reverse mortgage and see how we can set it up to be part of your financial plan for your future.
Well, you you get this money from the reverse mortgage. You can make it grow a lot faster. You talk about financial planners. You could take that money. I'm not a gambler, but you could put it in stocks.
Absolutely.
And, the stocks, S&P, went up something ridiculous this year.
Right.
And consistently over the long term, you'll see that you'll get more back for your money betting on S&P ETFs or whatever. You could take that reverse mortgage money and invest it in the market and make it grow that much faster. I don't recommend, you know, buying all the stocks and putting all your money into it, but history shows that's true.
You know, right.
And, doesn't the financial planner tell you that?
Yes. That or keeping it in your line of credit with the reverse mortgage, because that's going to grow as well. But yes, if you have a financial planner, they'll advise you on
to do with all that new money.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Cool. And one thing about investing, as we all know, is you got to ride the wave. There's going to be good days. There's going to be bad days. The good thing about the reverse mortgage is that whatever the interest rate is, 0.5% over that, let's say it's at 6% today.
Yeah.
So your line of credit is going to grow 6.5%. That's pretty good. 6.5% is more than what you're going to get, you know, at any bank. And so if it's, you know, down to 4%, then it's 4.5%. So it will change, but so does the interest rate. And when the interest rate goes down, the interest rate on whatever your loan balance goes down. So it's less equity that gets eaten into.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the idea that you can take money from your home and use it to improve your home.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, I have so many ideas of how to improve our old house that you...
I've had a couple people this week that say, you know what, we've been putting off remodeling our kitchen, but we've decided that this is going to be our forever home. We're going to stay here for the rest of our lives.
That's
so
me.
So why not make it more comfortable, make yourself happy by having updated kitchen, bathrooms, flooring, whatever you need.
Here's another one, Patty. You can use your reverse mortgage money to get a vacation home.
Absolutely.
Second
home.
Have a winter home.
Yes.
That should go to. All right, we got to take a break. 884-99-10 if you have a question. I imagine there are some questions out there about reverse mortgages. Patty is here for one more segment. Prime time for you to get that answered. 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1020.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
That's our number. Hello, John Potter, live and local with Patty Wood. Patricia Wood is here. A lot of reasons why a reverse mortgage doesn't work for 100% of the folks out there. But if you're 62 or over, you can truly benefit and use cash that otherwise you probably never would be able to use the cash because there's, you know, that darn death situation. Anyway, you got a long list here of the benefits of it, and it's you can establish the line of credit. That's your financial safety net to prepare for the unexpected. I hate the unexpected, or just about any other purchase. Did I miss anything?
No, but, you know, one of the things on this list says, you know, to help with healthcare expenses. I have a gal right now in a situation where she wants to spend, she's 91 years old, and she just wants to spend the rest of her life at home. She doesn't want, you know, she's got some medical issues and her house is paid for. Mm-hmm. And she really, really can use the reverse mortgage. You know, when you're on a set income, in-home health care is expensive. You know, I mean, she only has a few hours a day right now. If you need somebody 24-hour care, I mean, that's going to run $7,000 to $10,000 a month. And if you're getting, even if you're getting $2,400 from Social Security, where's the rest going to come from? So I'm being able to help her in that situation, you know, to be able to stay at home, because there's a lot of people that they don't want to die in a hospital. They don't want to be in a rehab place. So that, you know, that's a really...
Well, you work your life to have a nice house that you put a lot of money into, and you should live in comfort, actually, in your final years and utilize the cash from that home.
Right, right. That's so. Definitely. And, you know, again, when you are on limited cash, you know, if you just get Social Security, or maybe you get a pension as well, but it's only a couple hundred a month. You and I both know the cost of living. I was kind of joking, but not really joking. When I came home, I'd been gone for 10 days. And I told my husband, I said, I don't know what happened between before Thanksgiving and now December 1st. But I feel like groceries have gone up, you know, an extra couple bucks on everything. I mean, it's just the cost of living just to buy groceries.
You know what?
It's just crazy to me.
That's why my credit card allowance went up. My credit limit went up because there I was at Costco and the credit card wasn't working because I went over, and I've never had to raise the credit limit ever in my life before. Right. Now people have to do it.
Yes. Well, and I was laughing because my one client that, you know, called, I'm working on her thing. She says, "Oh, Patty, I just got a new raise from Social Security. 35 cents a month." I said, "Are you kidding me?" And they wasted a 45 cent stamp.
That's nothing,
to send
because
you that?
Inflation is your dollars are devaluing right there. It's no big deal at all. So.
Right. There's so many things that a reverse mortgage can help with, from needs to pleasures. You know, I mean, people need to pay for their medical. They need to, you know, some people have to do repairs on their house. They need a new roof, or they need a new air conditioning or heater, or, you know, garage door. I mean, there's people that have needs, and then there's people that have desires. You know, they would love to take out some of the cash. I love when people tell me, in fact, I just closed one a week ago, they did a reverse mortgage to pull out some cash to help their son and daughter-in-law purchase a home. I mean, how wonderful is that? So they know what their inheritance, you know, for their children, I mean, they know what they've helped them with.
Yeah, so much for the argument that, oh, the kids don't get your home. The kids may not want your home.
No.
They want their own.
And they want their own. And, you know, that's another good point, because at the end of your day, because they don't, the lender does not allow the borrower to take out all his equity. And if your home gradually increases in value, which we factor about 4% a year, which it's way more than that.
Here, but, it's got to be more. Yeah.
And well, it just, you know, it's the times. It just depends. But that's the minimum that we do, 4%. So if your house increases at 4% and your interest is at 6%, that's only 2% really of the spending that you, you know, it's not that big of a deal. But it's so nice, all the different things that you can do with the reverse mortgage. And it's like, why not take out that money? Why not buy yourself a second home or do what?
Well, just about everybody can do this, okay? But they're, okay, what are the limits here? You have to be, number one, 62 or older.
62 or older on a HECM, which is the FHA-insured reverse mortgage.
Okay.
Now, if you have a home that's over, you know, $600,000, we have proprietary reverse mortgages. And what those are independent lenders that have come together and put together a reverse mortgage. So they're self-insured. So the interest rate is going to be a little bit higher. But if you have a higher value home and you need to pay off a higher value mortgage, then we can do that. Or if you have a higher priced home and you owe nothing on your house, you can get way more money than the FHA insured.
All right, we're out of time. What's your contact information, Miss Patty Wood?
Okay, so my office number is 775-954-0366, and my email address is patricia.wood@apmortgage.com. That's patricia.wood with the at sign, APMORTGAGE.com.
Socially, are you a Patty or a Patricia?
Patty. Yep, I go by Patty. That's, yeah.
That fits you.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, happy holidays and Merry Christmas
yes,
to you.
Merry Christmas
Thank you
to
so
you.
Much for the Ghirardellis.
Oh, yes, enjoy.
You know my heart, don't you?
Yeah. Chocolates.
Our Google search, Patricia Wood, American Pacific Mortgage.
Right.
Yes. Okay, cool.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Folks, I hope you benefit big time from this. I think it's a great deal. I'm John Potter, live and local. We're going to break for Fox News and local news with Greg Neft. And we have some tickets to give away to the Carson Nugget Show, which is coming up after the news very soon. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 10:30.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, Radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. FM News Talk Time, 10:36. I'm John Potter, coming to the Carson City Nugget. When is this show happening, Craig?
It is tonight.
Tonight? At the Carson City Nugget tonight, it's the Mel Kay Show. Mel Kay is a conservative journalist, a filmmaker, a podcaster, and from what it looks like here, quite the historian. She is devoted to promoting transparency, among other things. Hello there, Mel Kay.
Hello there. I'm very excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
You live in West Palm Beach, says the internet, and you're here. Welcome to winter.
Oh, well, thank you. It doesn't. I really love it here because it's so crisp outside. Big difference from Florida.
Have you been to Carson City before?
Never. This is my first time, and I went last night, and I got to meet all the people over at the Carson City Nugget, and I'm really excited, and tonight's going to be great. So this is my first time here, and hopefully not my last.
All right. Mel Kay, what can people expect at this show at the Carson? What are you going to do on stage?
Well, my show, the Mel Kay Show, is about following the money and basically what exactly is going on, not just in our country, but in the world, in terms of why does it seem that our country right now is so dysfunctional and not working? And really, it's all by design. My main topics are about the international banking system that was created in the fog of war of World War II that is supranational. So I do an entire breakdown of how they created basically an organism above all nations that doesn't respect nation states, doesn't functions above us and has manipulated the financial system for decades. And I break down how we got here and how the taxpayers of the United States have been looted, lied to, and betrayed by one after another paying for things all over the world that are not truly what they seem, including the United Nations, NATO, all of these post-World War II creations of international organizations that seem to be coordinating the controlled demolition of the United States of America. And as I always say on my show, Donald Trump would say, they're not after me, they're after you. The truth is, they're not after America, they're after the world. And they really want to get everyone onto a digital public infrastructure that is top-down, that is above nations, and change from having sovereign nation states like the United States into having global governance where the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, and the international banks, the Bank of International Settlements, actually run all countries similar to a parent company. And we just live in an illusion of freedom because our sovereignty has been greatly subverted by this international system that was built years and years ago and still functions above our nation.
Sounds like a fun show.
Well, it's more about empowering people to empower themselves.
I'm being a terrible host here. You're live there. Is there interaction with the audience? Do you take questions?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's a full presentation on how we got here and how we get out of here, because it's my belief. I wrote a book called Americans Anonymous, Restoring Power to the People, One Citizen at a Time.
That's your book.
We are at a place. Yeah. And we are at a place where we, the people of the United States, have not lived up to, as Ben Franklin famously said, a republic, if you can keep it. Well, right now, our republic is not functioning because we, the people, are allowing it to not function. We need to get involved locally. My message is also about local action, what you can do locally, because the government's not going to save us. D.C.'s not going to save us. We're going to save ourselves. And if we want our country to return to the great constitutional republic it is, then we need to be the ones to do it. And that means local action.
The book, one section has strategies for holding elected officials accountable. How do you do that aside from voting?
Well, you get together with groups. You create groups that are similar. When I was a little kid and there was robberies in the neighborhood, they'd have neighborhood watch. We right now should be creating groups in our towns, in our cities, wherever we are, because what they're doing is capturing mayor races and city council races and also school board races. This is a globally funded takeover of all of our institutions. So what we need to do is create counterforces to oversee them. We need to show up at city council meetings. We need to show up at school board meetings. We need to run for office. We need to support true conservatives. There's many things we can do. And then the other thing is educating yourself about the infiltration JFK talked about, with different kinds of surveillance, different kinds of global governance measures like sustainable development goals. Because right now what's happening is they're building a digital track and trace surveillance system like nothing we've ever seen, similar to what's in China. Mm-hmm. And the only way that we stop that is if we get involved locally and force our politicians to work for us and not for the lobbyists or for the financial donors that we don't even know.
Sure.
So for me, it's very much
awesome.
About being in oversight.
Well, let's give away 10 pairs of tickets, folks.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah, text your first name to 775-884-9910. The first 10 to text their first name, 775-884-9910, will get to go see Mel Kay tonight at the Carson Nugget. Now, according to your Amazon reviews that I checked on your book here, five-star reviews, I should say, people learn a lot about the original founding vision for our nation in your book. Our history is your basis point for today, am I right?
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. And we got to look back at what we were warned about. I mean, essentially, since the murder of JFK, no one in our government has been held accountable. They've created a intelligence bubble that shouldn't exist, that oversees everything. And if we go back to our founding documents, we actually live them. We read the Declaration of Independence and question where we are now and why are we still in a situation where it doesn't seem that the people have power. And that is the people's, you know, it's going to be mm-hmm. the people getting involved that will take back power. And I go through a lot of ways that we've been undermined, including endless wars for profit, including paying for the entire globalist experiment, all the money, trillions of dollars of taxpayer dollars.
Well, the book is called Americans Anonymous, Restoring Power to the People, One Citizen at a Time. This is Mel Kay. Let's go to, you lit up the phones here. Jeff here is calling in with questions for,
that was
did
news.
We just, you just lost Mel Kay?
That is correct.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
She'll call back. Hey, Jeff, hi. Well, you tell, ask me what the question is, and when she calls back, I'll ask her. Go ahead.
Good, thank you. Well, first of all, thank her for her work. Sorry I can't catch her this evening. I have travel plans that won't work. I'd like to know what she thinks about the idea of the Convention of the States, to amend the Constitution and get some control back from Washington.
Yeah, of the Convention of the States, that's a that's a Nevada effort, but I think other states are involved in that too. Did we merge Mel Kay?
Yes.
Okay, Mel Kay, sorry about that dropout. Jeff is asking about the Constitution of the States effort. Are you familiar with that, Mel?
Yeah, I am familiar with that. That is an effort to really realize that every state has their own constitution. And to fight all the time and be totally focused on the District of Columbia, which isn't even a state, when we have our own constitution, our own set of rules that we should be upholding state by state. And to me, that is where the power lies, in the state constitution, in making sure that our states are powerful.
Can we get that through? Yeah, do you think it's going to be a successful thing that we can get done?
Well, they're going to fight it, but if we get enough people awake and understanding that they are the solution, that they need to be the heroes of their community and their town and their state, yeah, I mean, we can, but we have to show up. We have to be the oversight, and we got to let the politicians know that we're fully active, we're fully aware, and we have a state constitution, and therefore they need to follow that rather than, like I said, there's a lot of outside money, a lot of corruption, and that's up to us to make sure people understand that.
Jeff, did you get the answer?
Yeah. One other quick question, may I?
Yeah.
I wonder if she's given any thought to the fact that all the younger generations, they have a certain mindset about one world government, because if you go all the way back to Star Trek, the TV show in the 1960s, Gene Roddenberry loved the United Nations. The Federation flag looked a lot like the United Nations. And there was only, every planet they ever went to, it had one world government. There was one episode where there was a war going on between, two different sides. But you take Doctor Who, you take Star Wars, everywhere in science fiction where there's a planet, it has a government. And I think that has planted seeds deep in the, that it's like insidious. I think it gives them a mindset that they don't realize how bad the United Nations is, for instance. And I'll let you go.
All right. Thanks, Jeff, for the call. I'll let you go. Mel Kay, I'm curious what you thought, because you have you really have a basis in history, and history came up again here recently. I'm curious what you thought of Ken Burns' American Revolution series that was just on. What did you think of that?
Well, I thought that it was a rewriting of history. I follow the money, and they're really trying to destroy America from within, because America is the nation state. If they can make America drop our borders, language, culture, and succumb to a global governance model, then they can take the whole world. But the United States isn't going to let that happen. And he's right. I mean, the United Nations was created, first of all, it's a gigantic money laundering fraud, but it was created in order to cede sovereignty of nations to the United Nations. We remember George H.W. Bush walked on the floor of the United Nations and said that there would be a new world order run by the United Nations. A, he meant it, and B, he left out financial world order. They've captured our country through the Federal Reserve and then through international organizations that have no authority, but somehow, some way, they've taken authority from our governments through means like financial boondoggles like global warming and endless war and plandemics that are, coordinated worldwide.
Well, I can't wait to hear more tonight. Carson Nugget, Mel Kay, folks, get your tickets at ccnugget.com. And congratulations to the 10 winners who have pairs of tickets to see Mel Kay appearing, a national podcaster. I've been meaning to check your podcast. I got to check it out. Mel Kay, have
You'll
a great show tonight, and welcome to Carson
Thank
City,
you.
Okay?
Thank you. Love it. Thank you so much.
All right, dear. Take care. I'm John Potter, live and local. Open topic right now, but I got that thing I promised during Derek's interview about how to train your brain to be a happy, productive, motivated person. And there's more local news to get into, too. I have so much to talk about, but our phone lines are open again, 775-884-9910. Going to take a break right now. Quickly be back. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1050.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out, 884-9910, FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Welcome back, my friends. As always, I'll be grateful to take your call. I hope whoever you are, you're going to feel invited and empowered on this show each and every Saturday from 9 to noon. I'm John Potter. A little more local news here. Another article I see this week about... Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, she really, really doesn't want this souvenir coin made with Trump's head. I talked about this last Saturday. It's in the news again, and it's important because, yes, apparently we're all going to be ordered and forced to use this $1 coin with Trump's head. Not really. But last month, it started with the U.S. Mint. They published a draft of this proposed $1 coin. We don't use $1 coins anymore. But this coin is to commemorate next year's 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, the Trump head coin. It's a commemorative coin, and the Treasury likes to sell commemorative coins because people buy them and the Treasury makes a good profit from them. But okay, Wednesday in the Nevada Courant reporting that she has actually introduced the Cortez Masto Merkley bill. Her co-author said, quote, because of this coin, Trump's self-celebrating maneuvers are authoritarian actions worthy of dictators like North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Yes, he is Kim Jong-un now because of this coin. He's not. Settle down, Catherine. Our senator has been spending quite a bit of time on this coin, and I just call me crazy. I think there are other important things I think she could work on. Basically, listen, if you don't want the commemorative coin as a souvenir, don't buy the darn thing. Okay. All right. I picked up, and I promised to do this. I picked up this exercise from my favorite podcast. One of them, Stanford neuroscientist, Andrew Huberman. This is very important during the holiday season. You are stressed. You can't do it all. Anxiety, spending too much money, depression. This is the exercise I learned from Andrew Huberman's podcast. Make a list of the people who saw something in you and went out of their way to help you. People who were really responsible for your success. Or write down a short thing, maybe some bullet points of a happy ending story that really emotionally touched your heart. And then take about 1 minute of just really feeling into that genuine experience of having received gratitude or observed somebody else receiving gratitude and keep coming back to it each day. That, I have to tell you and testify that is a very potent tool. It's embedded in your memory by looking at this story or remembering that little list of names of people who helped you get to where you are today. And it becomes embedded in your memory, and it's a cue to your nervous system. Make a list of all the things you're thankful for. Recite in your mind all the things you're thankful for. Count your blessings. And, you know, I think everybody should be counting their blessings all the time anyway. But there's always something to be thankful for. But in terms of science, it affects your immune system and your neural circuitry. And it reduces anxiety and it increases motivation. All these wonderful things that so many of us are chasing all the time. And it's called, if I have to give it a name, it's gratitude practice. And I think a gratitude practice reveals itself to be a very powerful tool. The podcast is Huberman Labs, and it's from a Stanford neuroscientist, Andrew Huberman. And I just get so much wisdom from him. And I get my laughs by listening to Bill Maher's podcast, which is a hoot and has many VIP celebrities on that show. All right, we're going to be talking food after Fox News. That is going to be a blast. And I hope you stick around for that, because we have Garibaldi's coming up with the owner and chef, Mark Claypool, and his number one server bartender, Slade. That's coming up after the news. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.